It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the third week of trading for the month of June, and even though it was a short week, we did see the market bring us a little bit of everything as far as market movement is concerned. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, as we were trading the third week of June, we actually saw the markets trying to pick up a little bit of strength and trade with some gains. And we started with a little bit of support off of some rumors of some exports export sales going to China. Got confirmation of that on Thursday, which was kind of odd because that's the day the market decided to turn and actually trade a little bit lower. A lot of news hit the markets here on this short week. Primarily the biggest one everybody was focusing on was the peace treaty or the memorandum of understanding between the U.S. and Iran about the 14 steps going forward to start negotiating the peace treaty and then the opening of the Strait of Hormuz. Well, all that got taken care of here last week. Both countries did sign the memorandum of understanding. And that did help to kind of relax the market to start with. Rumors of China buying added a little bit of strength to the soybean market spilling over into the other grains. Confirmation came on Thursday, but we also saw some positioning ahead of the long weekend, and that pulled the markets down hard on Thursday, losing half of the week's gains. Some of that tied to still some tensions with Iran as Israel says that they are not going to honor any peace treaty, that they are going to continue to do what they've been doing, which was part of the deal. The memorandum of understanding is that even Israel would step down and look for some peace options. Overall, though, the market continues to be focusing on weather. That is also continues to be pretty benign as far as growing conditions across the U.S. as cool, wet conditions continue to kind of dominate, which rain makes grain at this point as continues to put pressure on the grains. We did try to trade, turn this market around a little bit, though. We did post some gains for the week, which was promising. We'll see if that continues as we start to see some positioning, though, ahead of USDA's big reports at the end of June. For the week, Minneapolis wheat gained about 4 to 5 cents, while Chicago wheat was up 18 to 21 cents. Over in the Kansas City market, we were 9 to 10 cents higher. In the corn market, we saw 4 to 5 cent gains. Soybeans were up 9 to 10 cents. Soybean meal saw about 80 cent losses. Bean oil continued to get beat up. That was down close to $4 to $4.50. Canola also getting beat up as that market was down $28 to $32. In the meats, we saw a good performance, strong gains all the way across the board. Live cattle picked up close to $5, while feeder cattle were up close to $10. And lean hogs seeing about a $2.50 loss. In the outside markets, crude oil being lower kind of pressured the grains a little bit late. Crude oil lost $8, while gold was down $50. The dollar was up almost one full cent, and the Dow finished about 985 points higher.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.